Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala rasulihil karim. Amma ba'd. Dear respected brothers, sisters, mothers and elders, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, through the fadl of Allah Ta'ala, we have gathered today for the annual completions of the Islamic Dawah Academy, the annual completions of the glorious Quran presented by the Islamic Dawah Academy. And if we look into our life and if we assess our intention, we will reach this conclusion that we have all gathered due to one common factor. And what is that common factor? The common factor is the glorious Quran, the book of Allah Ta'ala, the word of Allah Ta'ala, the greatest book which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala revealed. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given a higher status to the Quran over all the other books which were revealed in the past. And the main reason for this is that all the books in the past, they were merely books of Allah Ta'ala. However, the glorious Quran, the Quran that we read during Salah, the Quran that we read during the day, during the night, this Quran that we recite, this Quran, it is not only a book of Allah Ta'ala, the book of Allah Ta'ala, it is the word of Allah Ta'ala. It is part of Allah Ta'ala. Just as all the qualities of Allah Ta'ala, they are not a creation. In the same way, the Quran is not a creation. The Quran is part of Allah Ta'ala. So what we are reading, it is a quality of Allah Ta'ala. So it enjoys a very high status. So we have gathered here today due to the glorious Quran. So before this program starts, just a few things that we need to keep in mind. Number one, is that we need to adhere to the etiquettes of the Quran. What are the etiquettes of the Quran? And in regards to this, our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah has compiled a leaflet wherein Shaykh has mentioned different etiquettes that we need to adhere to when we recite the Quran, when we touch the Quran, when we handle the Quran. Similarly, we need to identify, we need to know that what are the rights of the Quran? What is the Quran demanding from us? What are we supposed to do with the Quran? And in regards to the Quran, our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah mentions time and again that there are three main rights of the Quran, three great rights of the Quran. The first right of the Quran is that we need to recite the Quran. The second right of the Quran is that we need to understand the Quran. And after we have recited it, after we have understood it, the final thing, which is the most important thing, is that we need to practice upon the Quran. Only in this way Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will grant us success. Not only in the hereafter, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will give us success and make us taste the fruits of success in this very world as well. So Alhamdulillah, we have gathered today, the completions of the glorious Quran taking place. And in today's gathering, the Quran will be completed in many different ways, in many different modes. There will be some students who have completed the memorization of the Quran. In other words, that they have just recently graduated as Huffaz. They have become Hafiz of the Quran. So inshallah, those students will be completing the Quran today. There are some students that after they had memorized the Quran, they made so much effort behind the Quran and they were able to reach such a stage that they are now able to recite the entire Quran from memory without referring to the Quran in one sitting. They will also be completing the Quran today. So these students, they would start reading to the ustaz, not on their own, in front of the ustaz. They would start reading early morning, and after about 12 hours, 13 hours, they would complete the Quran. Inshallah, more details of this will be given later on. So they will be completing the Quran. There will be some students who have finished their qira'ah course, and they will be graduating as qaris. There will be some students who have finished the translation of the Quran. They will be completing the Quran. And there are some students who will be completing the tafsir of the Quran. Inshallah, their completion will also take place.